All right, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas. I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before NewsGain was a workaholic mortgage broker and a small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute walking from one bedroom to another to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one of the events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal NewsGain representative or NewsGain product support for more details on the program, and check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find the archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. Today's topic is how to tell if you're pushing yourself hard enough in your workouts. And let's see, it's about came out a couple months ago, a story by Sharon Gamm, G-A-M, Ph.D. And where did it first appear? It appeared on apparently her blog site, Sharon Gamm, Ph.D. How about that, okay? So how to tell if you're pushing yourself hard enough in your workouts. To get results from strength training, it's important that you know how to push yourself in each workout. That doesn't mean you have to totally exhaust yourself every time you exercise. In fact, that would be counterproductive. But you do need to challenge yourself a little more over time. It can be tricky to find that balance, pushing yourself hard enough, but not too hard. We're going to describe a system that Sharon likes to use in her workouts and with her personal trainer clients to make sure they're putting in the right amount of effort. A scale for measuring strength training effort. She recommends using a 1 to 10 scale to measure your strength training effort. This is called the Repetitions and Reserve Scale. It measures your effort at the end of each set in terms of how many more good form repetitions you could have done. If at the end of your set you rate your effort at a level 10, that means you pushed as hard as you possibly could and it would have been impossible to do even one more rep with good form. If your set feels like a level 9 on the scale, that means you feel like you could have done only one more rep with good form and it would have been a struggle. An 8 on the scale means you could have done 2 more reps with good form, but no more. Aim for an 8 or 9 effort. You don't need to get to a level 10 in your normal workouts. In fact, a level 10 is very difficult to maintain, and your form will generally break down when you push yourself to your absolute limit. For example, here's me doing the last set of reps on the bench press. This is a 10 out of 10 effort. I had to push with everything I had. You can see how hard the bar, there's a video here, you can see how hard the bar slows down during the last rep, and it took me a while to push it all the way up. She's struggling. I needed encouragement from my spotter. Hey, get the damn thing up. That's me. And I had to arch my back and push with my legs to get the bar up. If I had tried to do one more rep, I would have gotten stuck and needed my spotter to help me lift the bar back to the rack. This level of effort isn't necessary in every workout. In general, you can get the benefit of strength training without an 8 or 9 with an 8 or 9 out of 10 effort. So test your limits to calibrate your effort scale. Many people, especially new lifters, don't truly challenge their muscles, and I have to agree with that. They work way too easily. That's why I don't see results initially. Unless you really push yourself to your limit, it's hard to know when you're getting close to your maximum effort. I recommend testing yourself to get an idea of where your maximal strength is and learn what it feels like to push as hard as you can. Try this after you've been training consistently for at least 2 to 3 months and you feel very confident with the correct form for each exercise. You can do this with any exercise, but at first, I would choose exercises that make it easy to drop the weights if you need to. Stick to dumbbell, cable, machine, or body weight exercises. Step 1, mentally prepare yourself that this test will be challenging. You're going to aim for a 10 out of 10 effort. If you can, have a spotter with you for safety, and to help you keep track of the number of reps you're doing. Step two, start with a light warm-up set with a weight that you can comfortably lift for about 15 times, but only do 10 reps. Rest 2 minutes. Do another warm-up set with a weight you can comfortably lift about 10 times, but only do 6 reps. Rest another 2 minutes. Step 3. Pick up the heaviest weight you think you can lift for 10 reps. Once the weight starts to get challenging, call out how many more reps you think you'd be able to do. Step 4. Keep doing reps till you absolutely can't do any more. Aim for 10 out of 10 effort. Pay careful attention to how you feel and how you move as the set progresses. You'll start to feel your muscles burn and shake. You'll take note of how many reps you're able to complete after you notice these sensations. Also pay attention to your movement speed. If you will slow down as fatigue sets in. Notice that change in speed and the number of reps you can get after you start to slow down. These are clues that will help you gauge your effort when you go back to your usual workouts. Compare the number of reps you thought you could do with the number you actually did. Step 5. Repeat for 2 more sets. Adjust the weight if necessary to try to reach your maximal effort on your 10th rep. Do this test with several different exercises. You'll find that your effort level and maximal strength varies between exercises. The bottom line. Learning to properly gauge your effort is a skill, and you'll get better with it at practice. In your usual workout, stick to an 8 or 9 effort in your sets. That's enough effort, but not too much. Do that consistently, and try to slowly increase the weights you use, and you'll get the results you want. Let's see what she's leaving. Next thing is, she's promoting something. I'll need to read that part to you. So, measuring your how to tell if you're pushing yourself hard enough in your workouts. And generally, when I start somebody new or we're starting out, sometimes we'll get on a thing if we haven't done it before. We go, I don't know how much weight to use. And we'll put it down low, a low weight. And I work out with her, so I kind of have an idea in my mind, probably more than she does even, but a low weight. And we'll go for sets of 12. And she can get 12 very easily. We know, okay, that's a good weight. But we're going to do 3 sets of those. We'll go ahead and do the 3 sets. If the second set she gets 12 easily and the third set she gets 12 easily, we know the next time we come into the gym, we have to add some weight, probably 5 or 10 pounds, depending on it. She's doing it very easily, we add 10 pounds. If she's struggling, we add 5. By contrast, if we've done that same exercise in the first set, she only did 8 reps, we'll stay with the 8 reps and just let her do another set. She might get 68. That's okay. Next time she might get 68. We'll stay with that particular weight until the next cycle. We'll do the exact same thing again, but she might get 9 reps. The next time she might get 11. Then finally she'll get 12. Then pretty soon she'll get 12 in all 3. And then it starts to progress. Now you move up the weight again. So you kind of, while this Sharon Gam gave this kind of long thing that I read to you about all the testing and stuff, you kind of know when the bar doesn't budge, you hit your max. You hit your max. I think ideal for most people is about 3 reps, no more than 5 is doing 3 reps. 3 sets of whatever you're doing. 5 is probably the max I would ever do of any one thing. And I see guys doing 10 sets of stuff. I'm not sure what their thought process is there. But 3 to 5 good reps. 3 is a good one. You're not exhausting yourself. You're not killing yourself. So it's 12 reps, that's one set. 8 to 12 reps, that's the second set. 8 to 12 reps the next time, that's the third set. Move on to the next exercise. And we tend to group them by push-pull. Makes it easy. By push-pull, I mean like bench press is a push exercise. A rowing exercise is a pull exercise. So we'll do the push exercise, then move to the pull exercise, and then move back to a push exercise, and move back to a pull exercise. I tend to train no more than 3 to 4 groups typically, 4 exercises typically. Sometimes, I've done full body. If you're going to do the whole body, I recommend not doing more than 8 to 10 different exercises. And especially if you're new, you just fatigue yourself out. If you're conditioned, you can do that fairly easily. But if you're new, you're going to exhaust yourself and not want to go back to the gym again. So 3 good groups, 4 good groups is a good deal. And rest the minimum of a day between. A day to 2 days is really good, and I think you'll see progress in your weightlifting. Male, female, makes no difference, new, old, it'll progressively work. Even if you spend any time reading what the top pros do, they do 12 to 15 reps, 3 to 5 sets. I mean, that's kind of the common denominator with all of them. They may all do different exercises, but the pattern that they use is pretty simple. And of course, I mean, in the past I've done single exercises, single one set to failure, and then rest a week. I had tremendous success with that. But for most people, stay with a common something and get advice on, which is I'm going to say again, three sets, 8 to 12 reps, and you'll start progressing. And once you get those 3 sets of 12, add a little weight. You can even do what I call a decline pyramid. 12, 10, 8. So you're maxing out at the first set at 12. The next one, you're going to add a little weight and do only get 8 of them. The next time you add a little weight, only do 6 of them. That's a nice pattern as well, too. And you get a little stronger. That'll put a little more bulk on you if you're looking to get a little bulky for men. For women, it's probably going to take you a while before you see any bulk. You have to do a lot of eating and other proteins and stuff. So don't worry about bulking up, ladies. It's not going to happen to you. But again, the most common thing, 8 to 12 reps, 3 sets, and I think you have a decent workout. All right. I'll remind you that these calls are recorded on SoundCloud, SoundCloud.com. Excuse me. SoundCloud.com. You can download the app, install it, then type in TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and it'll bring you to the page. And then you can pick the current rolling archive for 2024 for TR90, or go back and look at some of the older ones we've saved there, and even look at things by a biophotonic scanner. Some of our other products are there from live meetings and things, and so there's years of information there if you want to dig in. All right, with that going, let's open up the line, see if you got any comments today. Let's see, find the line, find the button. There it is, button.
Where's the button? So I am talking tomorrow about whether eating more towards the vegetables and fruits is something that everybody's going to be moving towards, or if it's just something that's a fad. So we will be discussing that tomorrow.
Excellent. All right, so come dial in tomorrow morning, join Susan. I'll be back on Thursday. Wait, this is Thursday. Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. No, what day? It's Tuesday, right?
Today's Tuesday.
I don't know if I'm coming or going. Today's Tuesday. I will be back on Thursday. So dial in on Wednesday, and here's Susan. And with that, hey, I'll let you all go. Go off and make it a great day. Do something good for yourself, and I'll see you back here in a couple days. Bye, everybody. Thanks, Susan.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Frank.